This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. For Easter Thursday, first posted April 17, 2008, John 14:1-12. The Way, the Truth, the Life, in his farewell discourse with his disciples after they had celebrated the Last Supper, Jesus told his disciples not to worry or be sad, but to continue to believe in God and also in Jesus. Jesus was going to his Father's house to prepare a place for all his disciples, where there would be room for all. And when it has been prepared, Jesus promised to return to take his disciples to himself, so that they could be with Jesus forever. His disciples know where Jesus is going and the way. Thomas said that they didn't know where Jesus was going, so how could they know the way? Jesus answered, "I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father, but by me," John 14:6. Those who know Jesus know God the Father also. Those who have seen Jesus have seen the Father also. Philip asked Jesus to show them the Father, and Jesus asked Philip if, after being with Jesus for years, Philip still didn't yet know Jesus. Those who have seen Jesus have seen the Father, so how can Philip ask Jesus to show them the Father? Jesus is in the Father, and the Father is in Jesus. The words Jesus speaks and the deeds he does are not his own, but the Father's, who dwells in Jesus. Jesus asks his disciples to believe Jesus' word that he and the Father are one, or at least believe Jesus because of the works they have seen him do. Jesus promised that those who believe in Jesus will do the works that Jesus does, and even greater works, because Jesus is going to the Father. Commentary: Jesus had been trying to prepare his disciples for his crucifixion for some time. He had told them 3 times that he would be crucified and would rise again on the 3rd day, Matthew 16:21, 17:22-23, 20:17-19. They believed in God. They needed to continue to believe in Jesus, despite the circumstances of his crucifixion. Jesus wanted them to know that his crucifixion was necessary to prepare a place for them in God's eternal house, but there would be plenty of room for all who come through faith, obedient trust, in Jesus. Jesus promised to return to bring his disciples to his Father's house, where they would be in fellowship with Jesus. He told them that, as his disciples, they knew the way where Jesus was going. Jesus had taught them the way. The way is by trusting and obeying Jesus' teaching and example. There are not many ways to God. Jesus is the only way, John 14:6, Acts 4:12. No one can come to God except through Jesus Christ. No one can know God except through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That is only possible through faith, obedient trust, in Jesus, by the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and it has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. The way to eternal life in God's kingdom in heaven is through faith, obedient trust, in Jesus Christ. We have to know Jesus personally to get there. We will know Jesus personally as we trust and obey Jesus' teachings. We don't need to worry about finding the way. Jesus promises to return and guide us there. We are all born physically alive, but spiritually dead. This lifetime is our opportunity to reborn, John 3:3, 5-8, to spiritual, eternal life, by the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit. Jesus comes to us individually and personally by his indwelling Holy Spirit. As we are led daily by his Holy Spirit, we are on the way, with the assurance that we will reach our destination. We have fellowship with Jesus personally now, through his indwelling Holy Spirit, but it is only a foretaste of the complete fellowship we will have with him in eternity. Jesus also promises to come again, at the end of time, on the day of judgment. In that day he will separate his disciples from unbelievers. He will take his disciples to be with him in eternal life in the kingdom of God in heaven, but unbelievers, who have not trusted and obeyed Jesus, will be condemned to eternal destruction and eternal death in hell. Matthew 25:31-46, to Thessalonians 1:5-10. A day will come for each one of us at the end of our physical lives, whether we are living or dead, in both the physical and spiritual sense. John 28:29, 1 Peter 4:5. Jesus is the ultimate revelation of God to the world in human flesh. Matthew 1:23b, Colossians 2:8-9, John 20:28. The indwelling Holy Spirit is the ultimate revelation of God the Father and God the Son, Romans 8:9, to us individually and personally. Those who believe in God will recognize that Jesus is the Christ, Messiah, the Son of God, because the words Jesus says and the miracles he does are the word and works of God. But it is only possible to truly believe, trust, obey and know God through faith, obedient trust, in Jesus Christ. Those who believe, trust and obey Jesus will be guided and empowered by the indwelling Holy Spirit to continue the mission of Christ on earth, to proclaim the gospel of salvation and to offer spiritual healing and feeding and spiritual rebirth, John 3:3-5-8, resurrection, from spiritual death to eternal life through Jesus Christ. Is Jesus your Lord? Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.